like very much to live in Vrindavan, even though I do not understand what is Vrindavan, but I'm beginning to appreciate more.
Have you read Bhajan Rahasya?
No.
Very good. We are now taking that book in class. First yam we have completed today. We have collected all these slokes of Srimad Bhagavat and Bhakti Rasami Sindhu Goswami books, Vidagdha Madhava, Lalit Madhava. Appropriate slokes have been given in appropriate yam. There are 8 yams, 8 chapters, and he has collected 8 kinds of slokes.
There is no translation in English yet, but it's coming. Someone is doing that.
Oh, doing?
Yes.
But translation will not do it. Very deep meanings as well. What Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told, they can translate anyhow.
Yeah.
But the bhava of mood of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they will not take. When I read, today I was reading, I was thinking that if I can explain some detail of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and that the slokas, it will be a very good book. Very, very.
You're already doing it in the class.
In class I am telling, if anyone is competent to take all these things and to write properly, it will be very, very good thing. But I see that none is there to do all this. If you are there, you could have done it. Very good. So many explained things comes. Explanation comes. That I have never thought that I should speak like so. Very good.
Also, when you speak on with us with Venugit, and you explain, I thought, oh, you are explaining from the commentary, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Then I read the commentary and it is not there.
Not there.
Your whole explanation of how when Krishna and Balaram enter and playing the flutes, it actually means Radha and Krishna. Hmm. Vishwanath Chakravarti, he did not say
that. He has not also explained.
No.
So many new things are there.
Maybe some of those Hindi talks could be translated. You have that disciple in New Delhi of the Budi Raj family. Maybe
he can.
She can translate.
Perhaps they are making cassettes.
Making of the morning?
Every morning.
I liberated them, it will be. Sometimes it becomes so that what I am going to tell, they cannot catch by or cassettes. So cannot know all these things.
I have some questions. I have one question about a verse. I think you have explained this, but I did not hear. It's a question about the verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Anarpita Charim Charat Kurunaya Utirna Kalo.
So many times I have.
I have one particular question.
What?
Maybe you have explained it, but I just haven't heard it or don't remember it. But you give this as evidence that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach Gopi Bhav, Manjari Bhav. But
and to taste Radha Bhav.
But in the verse itself, Manjari Bhav is not mentioned, only Ujvala Rasa.
No. Pati Samarpayutum Samarpayitum. Mane to give.
Yes, to bestow, to give.
What thing?
Unata Ujvala.
Unata Ujvala Rasa.
Rasa.
But he has not come to give Unata Ujvala Rasa. Because it Unnat Ujjvala Ras, this is Srimati Radhika.
It cannot be given.
It cannot be given. So what to give him? Unnat Ujjvala
Rasam.
Rasam.
Svabhakti Shriyam.
Svabhakti Shriyam. Here all are adjectives. Unnat Ujjvala Rasam. What thing? Svabhakti. So Swamane Radhika Krishna Sa Krishna Krishna Hladani Shakti Swabhakti means that is Radhika. Radhikar Unnat Ujjvala Rasa. The Unnat Ujjvala Rasa of Swabhakti, that is of Srimati Radhika. But he has come to test this. Then Sriyam. Shriyam means
treasure.
No.
I have it here.
Shriyam means Subha.
Fortune. No. It's a treasure.
Not treasure. Here it means Shri means what English? In Hindi, Shri means treasure. Sri means Lakshmi.
Yeah, beauty.
Sri means beauty. So the beauty of Radhika. Here.
Uh-huh.
What is beauty? In Chaitanya Charitamrita it has been told that Srimati Radhika is Kripa. And her beauty is her lips and flowers. And Manjari.
The word Sri is used there too.
Huh?
The word Sri is used there too.
As beauty.
Yes.
The beauty of Kripa is?
Yes, it's
lips and
flowers
and manjari.
Manjaris, yeah.
Manjari is also like a flower.
Yeah.
No?
Right.
From manjari flowers comes. So, to give, to distribute, Sri. But what kind of Sri? Nija Bhakti. What is Swabhakti? That is Radhika. What is Radhika? Unnat Ujjvala Rasa. Unnat Ujjvala of Srimati Radhika. The Sri of Unnat Ujjvala Rasa of Sri. He is Swabhakti, that is meaning of Radhika. Understand something?
Yes, yes.
What?
I understand that with the word Shriyam,
that he is the beauty. To give Sri.
Sri, the beauty of Radha.
Beauty of Radhika, that is the bhav of Gopin Manjari.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Just as in the other example, the beauty of the flower is the beauty of the. Is its manjaris and leaves. Now I understand. I didn't hear that before.
Now understand something?
Yes.
He has come to taste the Unnat Ujjvala Rasabhav. This Unnat Ujjvala Rasabhav is in Srimati Radhika Swabhakti.
Mm-hmm.
No? Swabhakti means the bhakti done towards Krishna and which is in Radhika.
Uh-huh.
He has come to test it, not to give. What to give? The Sri of Swabhakti.
Yeah.
That is of Unnat Ujjvala Rasa. Sri of Unnat Ujjvala Rasa. He has come to distribute these things. But in general explanation, it not be told like so. Anyone does not told like this. He has come to give Unnat Ujjvala Rasa.
Yeah.
But we see that he cannot give Unnat Ujjvala Rasa to Jivas. It is only for test to for Krishna.
Yeah. Yeah, the general translation is he is giving what no incarnation has ever offered before, the most elevated mellow of devotional service, the mellow of conjugal love. But when you think about it, how can he give conjugal love to the jivas except by manjar?
So a special explanation is this. Hmm. Inner, hidden in. Anything?
Another verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Ramananda Rai speaking to Lord Chaitanya. In the 8th chapter, this is verse 230. Gopi anugatya vina aishvarya jnane bhajileha nahi paya bhajandra nandana. So, the translation begins, unless one follows in the footsteps of the gopis, he cannot attain the service of the lotus feet of Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj. So, this sounds like a very big claim that even to serve Krishna in the other rasas, to serve in Vatsalya, to serve as Sakya rasa, according to this verse, you have to follow the footsteps of the gopis, or you cannot serve Bhajendra Nandana.
No, here this is not meaning. If anyone wants to serve Brajendra Nandana, then he can serve like three ways, in three roti. Sakya, Vatsalya and Madhya. But the topic is of gopis.
Ah, yes it is. The previous verses are all about...
All of gopis. So we can take only gopi out there.
Reading the 10th canto because I'm hoping you'll be speaking about that in Bombay. So I was reading chapter 29, which is the beginning of the rasa dance. And so Krishna calls the gopis, then he tells them to go home. And in response, they're very submissive and they're crying and they're begging him, please accept them. So this mood I find to be very different than almost all other pastimes I read when the gopis are meeting with Krishna. They're always joking with him and they're being unsubmissive. But this is an unusual pastime and I was wondering, what is this? Is this Purva Rag?
Each slope has two meanings. Only for one for ordinary person, ordinary explanation, and other is for a deep meaning for Rasik Vaishnava.
Yeah.
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Jiva Goswami has explained something.
I've seen some of that.
Also, Sanatana Goswami has explained in his Bhagavatam. Bhagavatamrita. And in his explanation, Vaishnava Toshin.
I've seen that when Krishna is saying go home, he really means don't go home. but they always seem to be, but they don't have.
There is a story, not a story, but actual happening in my presence of my Gurudev. There was a Ashram Maharaj who gave sannyas vesh to Bhakti Vilas Tirth Maharaj of Mayapur. He was very innocent and sincere sadhak like you. He was also good writer, very good writer, but quite innocent, as if he does not know anything. When I came first in this Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti at our Uddharan Gaudiya Math Chinsura near Calcutta, all the old sannyasi were there with Guru Maharaj, who left Gaudiya Math after demise of Srila Prabhupada. But he was also old and he was very sincere sannyasi. In our mat, there was a sannyasi, Bhakti Kusal Narsingh Maharaj. All were very near and dear. Doing joke and everything, each other. You know, Vrindavan Mathura to Ghuri Ashley? Each other. Very good behavior among them.
Close friends,
relations.
Yeah.
Once Bhakti Kusal Narsingh Maharaj was cutting some joke at the time of taking Mahaprasad. He anyhow knew that this Ashram Maharaj does not take a kind of vegetable that is called ol. Ol.
Ol does not take.
When anyone can will take, it will cut out all mouths. You know that?
Huh.
It is the root of any vegetable.
Huh.
But in India, in Madras and in our sides, it is very, very much loved.
Huh.
And we take all. But something giving lemon or tentul, you know?
Tentul.
Tamarind.
Yes.
Given tamarind. We take it. He knew that this vegetable he don't like because it cuts mouth. So, you know potato, aloo?
Yes.
Potato. Potato has been boiled and it has been done with sarso tail and namak and mircha. You know that thing?
Spices.
Eh?
No. I don't know.
Very testicle.
Yes.
If boiled, no water, but boiled and given salt and mustard oil.
Yes.
And some green, yeah, what?
Spice.
Pile?
It's a kind of spice.
What?
Pile.
Spice.
Spice.
That's general.
Spice.
Very tasteful India. Indians like, especially Bengali. Test is very so much. At that day he told the cooker that he should boil some potatoes and give all this and very, it should be very tasteful. It was given to Thakurji Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna. And when all the sannyasis and brahmacharis sat to take this thing, at first they take boiled rice and that thing.
Boiled
potato. Very good taste. When he was taking that, Narsingh Maharaj played a joke to him. Today, my mouth is cutting because cooker has done boiled that oil. And he has given. So my mouth is doing like so. Then he told that Ashram Maharaj, oh, that is why my mouth is so much cutting. And that he held down and began to roll in earth. And that was
rolling his eyes.
Eyes went up and he became like this. Then Narsingh Maharaj and all other sannyasis, they began to serve him. Oh, he is now what? Feeling so
sick.
Much pain, and he had become senseless. After that, they brought tamarind and they in water, they took it and began to
wash his mouth.
Inside of mouth and outside of mouth. And began to give water on his head. And he was crying. Then, after some time, after an hour, he became something
quiet and pacified.
Then, all were laughing. He was also laughing. I told, as a seva, servant, I told Maharaj, what became of you? This was not old. This was potato. And very useful for you and far tasteful to you. But what became of you by taking this? He told that, I know all this, everything I know. But I thought that if they want to laugh and to joke, then I should do like so that they may be very pleased. So he was doing like so, to make them laugh and make them so tasteful.
Yeah, please them.
So he was very sincere, Vaishya. He knew that that they are cutting jokes and they want to be make me the subject of their laughing and all these things. He was doing, pretending so. In the manner, so same manner, gopis knows the will and object of Krishna. How Krishna will be pleased? So they are knowing everything that Krishna is joking. So they were adding that joke that we were weeping. We were telling such thing truly. But they know that it is all thing, not true.
Sure.
Krishna is pretending, so we should also pretend. Like so. You should know these things in the Rash Panchadhyaya. Krishna will be so pleased, though, so they are also pretending. Oh, we are crying, we are weeping, we are so much feeling separation for you, and so they are crying, weeping, and doing so. But actually, they know that Krishna will not do like so. But yet, to please Krishna, they are all pretending. Sometimes I also do like this. Sometimes I play a joke to devotees.
Yes. Sometimes. Every time.
So they are more powerful than us. They know how to please Krishna. What they want, they act like that. But any Rashi can understand all this. Gopis know how to please Krishna. But they become obscure.
Ignorant.
Like ignorant. They will weep, they do. To only please Krishna. More and more.
So they know, now he wants us to be submissive, or now he wants us to be unsubmissive?
No, not he wanted. I want. They only see how we can please both. Whether Krishna wants or not. They always act how to please more and more.
true
tears come. I have no tears at any time. I have always like stone. I tell everything like parrot.
You were saying something this morning about the Shantalila, about Jatila. Okay, Kake, you know, and then
Kaka.
Cockle birds and all the birds.
Uh-huh. And then something about Jatila.
Yeah.
What was that?
The sun's rays are called Jota.
Jota.
And when they flash, this is called Jatila.
Ah.
And another meaning is Jatila coming.
Yes.
Ah. And in one sense, sun's rays are
coming too.
Are ready to come at once. Both meaning. When they heard, they at once knew that all Jatila is coming. They wanted to separate, but they were not in a mood to be separated. When they heard the name of Jatila, they were bound to
separate.
Since they are not in a mood to permit us to go in Mandir. In Radha Raman, in Govind, in Gopinath. Now they are also permitting you also to go there.
Yeah.
At first, Gaudiya, any
Gaudiya
Vaishnava.
Yeah.
What about in
Rangaji?
Will that change that we can go sometime?
Rangnath has changed?
No, the other day when you went, we could not go.
They not permit?
No. Yesterday or 2 days ago when we went on Parikram with you, we had to sit outside.
Oh.
They didn't let us go in.
One day they will have to give permission and they will
they let us go in Rangaji in Sri Ranga. We can go in all the temples of the Sri Vaishnavas except the Vrindavan one. So it's obviously something from the local authorities.
They don't know and they don't believe in bhakti. That by bhakti everything becomes so pure. They don't know. So they are not bhakti. They have known bhakti. Kinat, Hundra, Andhra, all will be purified by bhakti, Krishna. But they have no such belief.
This book. This is the ISKCON devotee who translates so many books. But this book,
see,
he has
Govinda,
no...
Vrindavan. Vrindavana.
But there is no author mentioned. It's a Sanskrit book about Krishna and pastimes and Radha. But I did not want to read unless I knew who was the author.
He doesn't say.
No.
He has not written?
He doesn't list the author.
No author.
Translated by?
Kushakrata.
Same that translated everything.
The Krishna Library, Bhai Nitana Govinda Vrindavan.
Push, push, it's open.
Let us have the push. I would like to see. I can tell you about this. In Mathura. I have the list of the all books. I will see.
And until 1972, we were in East Africa. Idi Amin, when he came in power, he brought us to leave the country. So he came in the United States, in California. At that time, we really didn't know anything about Krishna consciousness. My father didn't know did one small once in a year or so. Then we came in touch with the Hare Krishna devotees in Los Angeles. And then we got the pictures of the halo and we started chanting the Harinam, going to the temple, gave up the execution, meet and everything. And believe me, it's because of the Hare Krishna devotees that we had a pretty good revolution of the life completely anywhere in Africa. But Prabhu, with all the faith and the trust in India and Sardins and the nice rivers, when I started, this is the first time I came to India, very much wanted to come because I have been reading Prabhupada's books and also your books, and I knew that I must go to India. What I'm asking you, in Haridwar, in Gopur, Mathura, before I even go to the temple and I go down and I want to see the deities, he said, give me the money here, put the money. And so much so that they will make the life a very tension. Too much tension. I said, please let me, I will give you the money for sure, I don't have the money. He says, no. And then if you give money to one person, then there are. There were seven or five sadhus who were actually chasing me right from the Haridwar rivers up to my hotel, and I was afraid of the hotel, they might meet me. And Mathura, not ISKCON. ISKCON is number one, there is no problem. I'm ISKCON with the last.
He has done many services to the Los Angeles temple.
First class
service for many years.
I want to go with a stronger faith, not go there in view of chanting.
You know that in rose flower, then there may be so many thorns. So that cows and buffaloes and all others cannot chew them, the rose flower. So God has created all these things. So bhakti is so difficult by these old persons. So you should not be disturbed for this. You should take aloof from all these thorns and go directly to flowers.
It's a test.
Our thinking is that.
And if
somehow, but
there is Sukriti in you, Sukriti, no? And Samskar in you, then God will arrange it. Krishna will arrange himself to go straight to the rose flower.
Yes.
Otherwise, you are bound to go in thorns. Because there is no such good samskar or sukriti. It depends on that. We give some money to all that kinds of person. They think that we have cheated them, and we think that we have cheated them by that thing. We give some grass against them so that they may be engaged in that, and I should do my bhakti. We think like so. So we think that we have cheated them. And they think that by worldly things taking, we have cheated them. But we think that worldly things we have given as the grass, and we are simply very in good way, we are going towards bhakti. We should also.
But he has come straight to the flower.
Yes, he is very, very good samskar.
So he has good sukriti.
I never knew when the devotees are gathered here. She took me to buy some clothing for Krishna by deities, and she says, let's go here, there's a temple here, and suddenly we knew the temple. So I said, okay, let's go so we can get it.
I just wanted to ask a question that some devotees, they take the sesame seeds on Ekadashi.
What?
till the eat.
You should not tell.
Should not be told.
Strongly. Strongly.
And there's also one Ekadashi, Satila Ekadashi. Also on that one?
Smart Brahman.
Smart Brahmanas.
No farce. We don't use all these things.
And is it also sinful, like taking grains? Like, it is mentioned that Papa Purush is situated in the grains. So that's why we don't take the grains. So is it the same with the sesame seeds?
Certainly. Mm-hmm. It is also there.
And one other question. That it is mentioned that sometimes there's some painting on Radharani's face. What kind of painting is there? What kind of design?
So fine. Krishna is so good artist. He makes all these things, so many artist things, and again he thinks that it is not better. Then he cleans, and again he does, and again he does. So many artist. Sometimes Makari, sometimes parrot, some other things.
And while worshipping the deities, we can do that also on Radharani's face? Or?
You can do. But see, that its effects should not be bad. It may be some spots there. So the spots not be there. And so many vigrahas we have seen that originally the artists do it in Krishna face and Radha face. There is no use to do.
It is mentioned in the scriptures that sadhu sangha sarva shastra kai ein lava mata sadhu sangha sarva siddhi hoy. So this ein lava mata, how this can give this perfection, just one moment of association?
It will be in lava matra that some can change the whole topic. And after that, sarva siddhi will be. Sarva siddhi. Sarva siddhi means Krishna premi sarva siddhi. The association of four Vishnu Parikar, Parshad, made Ajanu's life whole changed in a law. It may be changed.
But it looks like it can also.
Like anyone, there is a. You see, Marubhumi,
desert.
Any man give any seed, plants a seed in that land. In a very moment. And then gives order that you should keep it secure. Water it and protect it, and after some time it becomes so hara-bhara.
It will be
green. So that work was done in a moment, but it becomes as effortful in so many ways. In Srimad Bhagavata also it is told, Vyas and Sukadeva Goswami has told, Srimad Mahamuni Krite Kimba Parayvishwari Hridyo Avarudya Krishna Tatkhana Susruvi Kritivi Susruvi Tatkhana. Ki Samachar? Tatkhana Susruvi. If a man has some honor for Harikatha and taste, and he hears it very carefully, Kritivi Susruvi. Susruvi means those who are hankering to hear with Dridha Karna what his acidity talk and text in his heart. Then Tatkhana. Tatkhana means in no moment he will chant and Krishna will come in his heart. As a like, as ladies have om in a moment, but it is seen after 9 months or so many. So in a moment there will be fruit of good association. But it may be that it is not seen, but fruit is there. Valmiki gave Ram Nam to Narad. Narad wa Brahma gave. He was not qualified to do right name. He told that you should do Mara Mara. He began to do, and in a moment he became saint, Vaishnava. And at last, doing Maram, Ram, 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 he became Brahmagyani and also Bhakta, Tattva Kovita.
Krishna
wanted to fly on Garuda. Siddhan means that fact. He at once became Garuda, like Garuda. He did like so and told Krishna that you can come on by soldiers. And he taking Krishna and he fly away. From that time, that place was called Garuda.
But he has 12 hands. Why he has 12 hands?
Huh?
12 arms.
Who?
Krishna?
No.
Yeah, this is what he told us.
The deity has 12 hands?
Yes.
Yeah. They have done not with Siddhanta.
And also in under his feet, 2 feet, there's one side Sakama, one side Rupini.
There are so many things wrong.
So that's why I wanted.
But we know that once we thought like so, and Siddhant became Guru, and Krishna was on the soldiers, and he began to run here and there, and this, according to this pastime, that is called Guru. And if Rukmaniya Satvana, why they can come here? How they can come?
That's why I'm asking. And also,
when Krishna has, will not have 12 hands in Navadvip or in Puri, he can show six Sarabhuma, Chaturbhu, as you wish. Durga has 12 hands or more than that. Krishna does. If he shows, then he becomes Aishwarya. It is not helpful for this Vrindavan.
Also, they say if you desire something there, it fulfills in 1 year. It's true?
Where?
Over there, Garuda Govinda temple.
Garuda Govinda. We have no ambition, anything.
Why not? I have.
Huh?
I have.
What you have?
I want to become maid
servant. You can go to Govardhan Hill, you fulfill in a day, in a moment. Why to go to Govardhan Hill? What's this book?
This is a Nectar of Devotion by our Prabhupada.
Bhaktir Sam Sindhu?
Yes, he calls it summary study of that. But he's describing in the 64 qualities of Krishna.
Is it?
64 qualities of Krishna. One is compassionate. So, two examples are given how Krishna was compassionate to Bhishma.
What is the meaning of compassionate?
Compassion.
Huh? Dayalu.
A person who is unable to bear another's distress. So then, our Prabhupada writes, instead of offering obeisances to Krishna directly, devotees offer obeisances to his compassionate nature. Actually, because Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it is very difficult to approach him. But the devotees, taking advantage of his compassionate nature, which is represented by Radharani, always pray to Radharani for Krishna's compassion.
The Holy Master is writing. All are telling that he is only stuck for us. I don't believe. A little. I know that one who has come to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they will surely come to Srimati Radhika. For Annapur?
For what?
Who has given? You? Oh. You call that Papa? Sachidevi. Sachidevi or Shnam? Name? Inka naam nahi karke. Sachidevi kya aap?
Navadevi.
Navadevi.
So, does this mean that, how do we pray to this compassionate nature, Radharani? Does it have to be through her representative?
Radhe Vrindavanadhise Karunamrutabhani Krutayaniya Padadya Darsyam Mahiyam Tavaivasmi, Najivami Kaya. Iti Vidyaya Radhe, Tangnaya Mahamsa. Asha Bharai Amrat Sindhavayai Katanchet Kalu Mayati Gamita Kila Sampratamhi Panchet Kripamai Vidhasya Sinai Vatim Pranai Rajena Vatar Napi. So I don't want to live my life. I don't want to Bakari Krishna. I don't want to live in Vrindavan. Nothing. If you will not give your mercy, your lotus feet, then I don't want anything. So you should give me. I am yours. I am yours. I am only to yours. I will also pray to Krishna. Shyame Rama Ramana Sundarta Varishta Sandarjamohi Samadhyaganas Janas. Shyamasundara Shikhanda Shekhar Smirahar Mulli Manohar Radhika Rasikamang Kripanidesha Priya Charana Kintarita. You should do your Priya, Priyatama Radhika's Kintari means Palla Dashi of your Priya.
As Krishna.
Also to Krishna. You should give the dash of Radhika. So many. This is this Rachayanting. This is this Rachayanting. Sancharan Netra Lakshmi. Vilasita Purlithi Khanjari Tasya Kedam. Sraday Matukavalli Vallavadhi Sushumu. Akhila Guru Gambhira Radhikam Archayam. Shyame Ramar Manasundarta Varishya Sandarji Modi Samadhyi Vatsa Shyamasya Vam Pujita Vattu Padamu Pan Indriya Viral Rup Bharam Bhajam O Krishna Priya Srimati Radhika. Will I have opportunity? I will be so much so bhagyaman
fortunate.
That Krishna has taken in his arm to Radhika. And Radhika is so much pleased because Krishna is under his control, her control. So, O Devi, when Krishna has caught in his left arms, and at that time you are feeling so much pleasure, will you give me darshan and will tell that, oh, Kinkari, come on and do my seva. There are so many prayers to that. Also, Lina Nikunja Kahare Bhavating Mukunde Chitraivasu Chitapati Suchira. That's what Nikunja is. A day, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 10, 1 month, whole year will be taken in praying Srimati Radhika.
So a sadhak can make these prayers?
Huh?
A sadhaka, devotee, he may make these prayers.
Pray and weep bitterly. Jesus said, I will not drink, I will not eat, I will not do anything if you have no mercy to me. If anyone is dying and telling that if Satsang Maharaj will come, then I will take water, otherwise I will die. What will you do?
I'll have to go.
You have to go.
Yeah.
Similarly, Srimati Radhika will have to come. Sharhe chapter to Bajla.
Yeah. I want to hear about the difference between theoretical knowledge and realization. For example, I hear you say that the service of Radharani is the highest thing. I accept that. But I accept it as truth, but that I may not have realization. So what is the difference?
So much difference. Without realization, we are telling so. If there is something, a spark of realization, then we have so interest and we cannot live without it. Always beating and always doing, like Narada in his last time. When Krishna gave him in his path darshan to him. As Binda Mangal is in his last time, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu whipped and whipped in Gambhira, always with him.
So, realization means that you must have direct experience, or can it be just faith? If you have strong faith, is that realization?
No. We have Jnana, not Vidya. That is Vidya. Krishna told Chatushloki Bhagavat to Brahma. And he told everything. What is Brahma? What is Krishna? How I am? Krishna told everything to him. What is bhakti? What is mahamaya? What is yogamaya? Priti artham jat prati etana prati etcha atma jatham jathabhava jat guna rupa karma. Everything he told to Brahma. But so that he has no experience of all these things, then he gave something from his inner eyes and gave her hand on the head of Brahma, and everything he read light at once. And then he was kritartha. Kritartha.
Realized?
Realized everything. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told everything to Rupa Goswami.
Yeah.
But it was only knowledge. But he, when he gave his Shakti through, his Shakti in his heart, he at once realized it. We are all telling everything by knowledge, by hearing. No experience. No experience. But then, by the mercy of any sincere Vaishnava or by Krishna himself or Chaitanya, then we will realize. As we know that by drinking water, or this thirst will go. We know, theoretically, not practically. When you are so thirsty, and if anyone gives you a glass of very good water to you, and if you drink, then it is realized. As Narad told Vyasadeva everything, Nishanya Prastha Ashram, to Vyasadeva. And when he told that, I have no realization, I have heard everything, then Narada told that you should, by practicing bhakti, you should realize yourself. And he told the matter. And then, bhakti yogena manasi samyakam, pramhite amalite amale, apashyata purushampu, he saw and realized how Krishna is, how his parikaras, and how Jeev is going towards Krishna, and from Krishna to back to this to the fear. And then what he said, wrote in Srimad Bhagavatam. This is Samadhi Bhasha for Jivas. Jasya vai swimanayam krishne parma purushe bhakti upapadyate punsa so mom. Here upapadyate means bhakti is realized in heart. Then he will have to realize all this by practicing. Give darshan. And in minor way, Gaur, all will be pleased and come to you and give respect. They are bound to give respect, money and everything. This thing we realize. But not, I mean, Krishna is not the universe. But we see that we have now interest in hearing his Ashtanga. At first it was not, but now we realize. In chanting his name, something comes. We realize this. But we still did not seek to. We are not seeing Krishna playing on floors, crooked eyes and all these things. How he is vidagdha, how he is rashi, and how he is vaidhati lila, vaidhati lalit naya. But by practicing so, we can practically realize. If anyone has bhav, there are some proofs for this. Bhaktira Samyata Sindhika has been told. Chantira Bhaktakala Kandirakti.
If you hear from a person who has realization, that way you, that is a way to gain realization.
Not at once, but after some time, by practicing and hearing and hearing. This is the way, but I have not realized. I want to realize. I have only a realization that now Krishna pastimes are so pleasing that I am feeling. His name is sweet up to some extent, and I am realizing something. I have also faith, full faith, that by practicing bhakti we can realize practically all this. But what I am doing, practicing how, it is no hope to realize. I should do more and more and more. Like Bindu Mangal, like Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami. No time in vain, not a single moment. Tell about prem. If Ashakti comes, whole life is changed. Whether it is summer or it is winter. Whether I have taken clothes or not. Whether I am naked or
full of rose.
Whether anyone is anyone is doing apaman or samman. Always hankering for that. Krishna mercy is not for me. Always be. I see that I have no, not such this. No looking, nothing. No lamenting. I'm taking Mahaprasad and very quick, I sleep. They have no sleep at all. They are sleeping. And like this. No sleep. And remembering past times. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also has expressed his all things. Shikshamrita, Chaitan Shikshastakam. Yugayitam Nameshena Chakshusha Prabhusha. It means explain so marvelous. What he saw is the right thing. Chaudhi ke sunna bhaku.
Sunna bhaku and Chaudhi ke dekhi.
That prefer I'm seeing sunya zero. Always tears in my eyes. At once I saw that Krishna is lying on his clothes under a kadamba tree and seeing towards us in a bhakti drishti. At once I ran towards him and at once he vanished. I was about to catch hold. And he was and at last he, then I became faint and body. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to Kashi Sannyasi. How did he, we cannot tell. That written something somewhere, we can imagine something. But actually what happened to them? No one can guess. As though we have no practical knowledge of this, but we yet, you cannot live in Krishna Balaram Mandir. Why do you run away? Why do you come? I think that you are superior than always hankering, coming. I prohibit not to come, but yet. You are not saying that I am Satsang Maharaj, I have written so many books, I am so honorable person. Everything. Giving in basket. What basket?
Trash.
So very honorable person.
Well, it's like you say, I realize that if you practice bhakti, you'll get respect. That's all I realize. I've learned that. But not that you get Krishna. So I want to learn that.
This is like a Madeira.
Wine.
Wine. Man becomes upset. What to do, what to not do, not everything. Anyhow, we should have that. This is something but greed. It does not. Vichar nahi karti. It does not think that whether I am qualified or not qualified. At that time anyone cannot see. I want whether I am qualified or not. This is the symptom of actual greed.
Yesterday I was said, you were explaining how one who has prema bhakti, he will not leave Vrindavan for anything. But the gopis, when Narada Muni came and said, Krishna has a headache, and the dust from your feet will cure that headache. They said, here is the dust from our feet, and we will go to hell, but let Krishna's headache be cured. So it seems, for Krishna's pleasure, they will go.
Very good.
Out of Vrindavan.
It means no. It denotes that they will never go.
What is the real meaning of what they are saying?
Only they want to die, they want to live, they want to do anything if Krishna is had some pleasure. Only this meaning. They don't want to live in love. Why they don't want to live in love? Everything is telling the history of Krishna. Everything are Uddipakha Krishna to do. All the trees, all the lotas, all the dust of Vrindavan, Jamuna, Govardhan, all the trees, everything, deer, cows, everything. Remembering Krishna. And if they knew that Krishna is not so angry, not pleased, if we live in Vrindavan, they can live in Vrindavan also. But they don't, they know that by living in Vrindavan, Krishna is always pleased. Anyhow, Krishna is always here in Vrindavan. Any questions? No?
I have one more. Our spiritual master used to say that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said a devotee should finish up your business in this lifetime. Don't come back for another birth. But you have explained that the goal of Gopi Manjari Bhav may take lakhs and lakhs of births. So, but we like to hear this urgent statement, finish up your business. So, how can we develop that urgency while on this path that takes so long?
There are two kinds of ambitions. Worldly and Lokbrajati. Both are wishes. I want to be satisfied by these worldly worldly things. Bhog Vilas, all these things. And second is to serve Radha and Krishna. As a gopi, gopi bhava. Both are ambitions. But only this ambition of tasting world, bhog and vilas, are called ambitions. Not to serve and Radha Krishna is ambition. But yet both are ambitions, kamana. We want to want that every wish other than Krishna should go out. Then, and but yet this is gaun thing. Gaun, you know?
Gaun.
Minor.
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 But our root ambition is that we should serve as a gopi to Radha and Krishna. Up till then, this wish is not fulfilled. If I'll have to come here and go there and come here, we will are ready to go. In the association of Vaishnava, we cannot go at once in Golok Vrindavan. First, all worldly ambitions should go away. Then, by the association of Vaishnavas, we will be interested in up to Asakti. And then bhav will come. And you will have surely to come in this world if you have Swarup Siddhi. Up to Swarup Siddhi you will have to come. And after Swarup Siddhi, for Vastu Siddhi, you will have to go in that Brahmand, very Brahmand, where Krishna is appearing. And that in Prakat Lila, you will be the associator of that Krishna Nijajan, gopis. And then you will go in Vastu Siddhi. So after that time, you have to come as Gop Kumar. It is seen in a book only. It seems that a day he attended that stage. But I see that so many Brahmands came and went. So many Brahma went and came and went. After that he got that stage. Because he himself became Brahma.
Yeah.
He went in also in Siddhalok, Brahmalok, Sadashivalok, and in Vaikunthalok. And from he returned, again went to Ayodhya, again to Dwarka, again he returned. In the meantime, lakhs and lakhs of Brahma were transferred. And then he went to...
But Maharaj, he didn't know clearly. He's, you know, he's Tai Baba. He had some kind of idea, but he didn't know.
Who?
So, Gop Kumar.
No, he has idea.
He has
because,
idea.
Because he has returned from Vrindavan.
Govardhan.
Govardhan. By the will of Srimati Radhika. As his Gurudev,
yes.
He came. Gop Kumar was ordered for this Govardhan Vipra. Huh. So he has everything.
He had everything and he still had to come so many times.
And he was telling his history that he had to come so many times. And again, to fulfill the wish of Srimati Radhika, he has to.
Because he didn't need to go to Swarga, he didn't need to go to, you know, Nipalai, where all the sages are. He could have gone to Braj immediately. So what is the difference? Everybody has to do like that?
No. Someone will have to cross all this one by one.
Exactly.
But those who have accepted bhakti, they will go at once there.
So then we don't have to wait for so many Brahmas.
No. But we'll have to.
But we'll have to.
For association of
Vaishnava.
Vaishnavas, Manasadhak, and Siddha Parikar. Also, you will have to wait for Parikash. As Ajamin was led to Vaikuntha by these four Parikara of Vishnu. But everything will arrange Krishna himself or Radhika if you are dependent on them.
Kali Yuga is a very dangerous age and it gets worse and worse. So if we come back, it may be very difficult.
It is Kali Yuga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and you have come. In Satyajit, no mercy on you. But in Kali Yuga, you have mercy.
Not a bad
in Satyajit and Treta and Dwapar, we could not realize these things. Mahabhav and Rasaraj, we have not heard. No word will come. But we are so much fortunate that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so. Chaitanya Chaitanya, we are seeing all the books are seeing, and his pastimes, we are hearing.
Well, Gop Kumar didn't have these things. So, in one way, we could do it faster, could we?
Certainly, we are more faithful,
fortunate
than Gop Kumar also. Because he only went to Sakha, but we have not gone anywhere. But our goal is fixed that we should go to that.
उनके
सामने महाप्रभु को देखने के लिए दिखाने के लिए ऐसा किया. You know?
Yes, I know.
Oh, this is still.
That's something you can use.
Keep it and you should take.
I'll keep it 2 days. 2 days. How many days?
From tomorrow, after giving Thakurji, then we can take.
Okay.
On a kasi, you should not use til. Whether it is Sat Tila Ekadasi, but yet you should not. I'm going to
one more question. we are hearing from you about Radha and Krishna, and we are becoming inspired. But in our deity worship, when we do puja, personal puja, then we become somewhat confused. What is pratikul? What is anukul? And we are always thinking how to do this so it is, and many questions come. Now, last time you said it is best to worship Giriraj as Govardhan, as Giriraj, as devotee. So now I was thinking the main worship is to offer Tulsi and Chandan. But if you worship as devotee and offer the Tulsi and Chandan, what should your meditation be?
You should think. If you give Tulsi in my tea, it is wrong. And if you give Tulsi in my mouth or on my head, is it opposite or Siddhant? If you put Tulsi in your spiritual master hand or head, is it Bhakti Virodhi?
So she is offering to Krishna.
We give Tulsi to Gurudev. One can give it in the feet of Gurudev, but it is opposite to Bhakti Siddhanta. It should not be. It will be aparadha. But if we offer Tulsi, devotee. You can give Tulsi help. You give it to Gurudev or any Vaishnava. If he offers me Tulsi, it is given to Krishna and you are giving in my name. Is it contradictory?
No.
So we can give it to Tulsi like this. And if you want, you can give him as Krishna also. Then we will have to think that we are giving in the feet of Govardhan. But everywhere Govardhan's feet and mouth everywhere and head everywhere. So you should think that whether we are giving it, offering in the feet of Govardhan or in the mouth or on the head on our in head. So it depends on you.
Maharaj, you can offer to Krishna and then offer to Giriraj. You can also offer to Krishna and then offer Mahaprasad to Giriraj.
All depends on our town mood. If your mood is good, it will help you. The mood can giving that we are giving in the faith of Govardhan, then it means that he is Krishna. And if you are in a mood that we are giving in the hands of Govardhan, he will give it to us. We offer Tulsi to Gurudev, but not in field, but in the hand, on the head, we give it. And we give it to Tulsi also here also. So both can be done. It depends on the mood. I'm unjustified?
Right.
We never give flute to Gurudev.
Huh?
We never give flute. Can we give flute to Giriraj as devotee?
We can. We can. But not ordinary person should be. If they are like Manjari, they can. I will think that I have stolen this Bansi from Krishna and I am going to my Guru Manjari and she will give to Visakha and they will laugh saying, Krishna, where is your Bansi? So in this mood we can do everything. All things depends on you. But the sadhak should be of highest, not lower. They will do aparadha. Often. If anyhow, if anyone gives Bansi in his guru hand, it is so pleasant. I will tell that, oh Guru, Gurudev, not Gurudev, oh Pran Sakhi, have you stolen?
You hide it.
And this is so such, you should hide yourself. Then he takes and does like this. Moha. But if you think that our Gurudev will play on. Any devotee which has not gone up to Bhavavastha, they cannot imagine that this Bansi should be given to him. But after that, if he has mercy of Manjali, then he can have that.
She got the Shila that Das Goswami used to worship. You know the story of
Rup Kaviraj.
And then we are reading one translation, one compilation of this. And Rupa Kaviraj offended Krishna Priya.
Krishna Priya?
Krishna Priya Devi. She inherited Das Goswami's Shiva. Krishna Priya. She of Radha.
Where you have read this story?
This is, we're reading in some compilation by some devotee of ISKCON. And we want to know if this is good. So it says there that Rupa Kaviraj was in Prem Avesh.
Huh?
It says there that Rupa Kaviraj was in Prema Avesh.
Avesh?
Avesh.
In Prema?
Yes. And then after he offended Krishna Priya Devi, then he fell down. Is this possible? It
doesn't sound possible. I have not heard anywhere.
He was giving Bhagavatam discourse. He was giving Bhagavatam lecture.
Who?
Rupa Kaviraj. And then she was chanting constant
name. Is it in any authentic book?
I don't know.
I have not.
You don't know.
I have heard of any Rup Kaviraj that he neglected Jahnava Devi.
Oh, it was Jahnava Devi. Oh,
and he
different.
Told that you are Ati Badi.
And that's why he fell down.
And that is why he left aside.
Yes.
And he warned all Vaishnavas not to associate that idea. But not that story.
So this is probably not.
I cannot say because I have not read in any authentic book. You can solve if I can. So.